welcome to the Sea Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today can be a happy day. Do you know why? Because Jesus was born for us and Jesus lives for us. When Jesus was born, the angels sang for joy. We're going to sing together. It was a happy day.
It was a happy day.
How does the sunshine make you feel when it's nice and warm, but not too hot? I know it makes me feel really happy. Jesus wants us to be like a sunbeam, shining for Him, bringing light and warmth and joy to others. Let's sing, Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam.
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam, to shine for any shade. Everywhere God is pleased, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam, oh, we are sunbeams for Him.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am an animal with long ears. Some people say I'm stubborn, but I'm a good worker. Mary rode on me to Bethlehem. What am I?
Donkey.
Good job. A donkey. I am a big animal you can ride. I wear metal shoes to protect my hooves. I have a mane and a long tail. I like to gallop. What am I?
Horsey.
A horsey. A horse. Last one. I am often spotted black and white. I live on a farm and provide milk. I eat grass all day long and I say, moo. What am I?
Cow.
A cow. These three animals are work animals that provide service to people. Our story today is about a husband and wife who provided service to one of God's prophets. Heavenly Father, we want to pray that you would bless us as we hear this Bible story, that we would become more like you in Jesus' name. Amen. Elisha was one of Jesus' helpers. Elisha took many trips to tell people about Jesus. Sometimes he walked down the road where a lady and her husband lived. They always invited Elisha to rest and eat at their house. Elisha passed by so often that they even made him a room just for him. Could you imagine? They wanted to be so kind, they spent time and money to build a room on top of their house so he could stay there. The room was very nice and cozy. Elisha liked it a lot. Elisha wanted to do something nice for the kind lady and her husband. Elisha asked Jesus to give them a little boy, as they didn't have one. And Jesus answered his prayer. The next year, the lady gave birth to a baby boy, and she was so happy. The little boy grew and grew. When he was big enough, he went out to the field with his daddy. You might do that too. Go outside and help your daddy. He was having such a good time until he got very sick. He held his head. Oh, my head, my head. A servant carried the little boy home. The mommy held him in her lap. She loved her little boy. She tried to help him, but he got worse and worse. After a little more time, her son died. The mommy didn't give up. She got onto a donkey, and she rode as fast as she could to where Elisha was working. "My little boy has died," she cried. Elisha went back with the lady, and he prayed for her little boy. When we get into really bad things in our life, the best thing we can do is stop and pray, because Jesus is the one who can help us. Elisha kept praying. At first, nothing happened. Then suddenly, the boy, he sneezed 7 times. Jesus had made the little boy alive again. The mommy was so very happy. Jesus was happy too. Jesus is coming soon. Then he will wake up boys and girls who have died and make them alive again. We live in a sad, sad world, and sometimes children die, just like the boy in our story. But when Jesus comes, all the little boys and girls who loved him and who have died, he will make them alive and happy and perfect. Doesn't that make you so happy? Would you like to thank Jesus now? Yes, me too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Find something close to you that you can give. Maybe there's a toy or a paper or even a spoon. Whatever's right there, go ahead and pick it up. And when you say the word give, I want you to hand it to somebody else. Or if no one's there, just hold it out like you're giving something. And it will be given to you. And you can reach out your hand like you're receiving something. Someone's putting something in your hand and pull it back. Give, and it will be given to you, Luke 6:38. Let's try it together. Give.
Give.
And it.
Get.
Will be.
Will be.
Given you.
Given you.
Luke 6.
Luke 6.
38.
48.
It's time to pray. We'll fold our hands. You can close your eyes too. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For making the little boy in our story. Alive again.
Alive again.
Please come back.
Please come back.
Very soon.
Very soon.
We love you.
We love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is called My God. It's a scripture song from the home place.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 19.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.